This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network.
Angry Old Man Podcast is a one-man voice characterization and improvisational company.
All right, we're back, and we have, I believe, an opening joke.
Yes, opening joke time.
Who's up?
I'm up.
All right, Cheeks, give it to us. What's your joke?
Well, these two old ladies, they were talking.
Two ladies were talking.
That's right. Two little old ladies, they were talking.
Yeah.
And one says, you know, at our age, I don't know what would be worse.
Yeah.
Parkinson's. Or Alzheimer's.
But wait a minute.
What? You're starting already.
Your joke is about Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. Is that what you said?
Well, that's right. It's about Parkinson's or Alzheimer's.
Well, there's nothing funny about the Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. Well,
Curly, let the guy tell his joke and then judge it if it's funny or not.
But so some things are just, you know, not brought up.
You're full of shit.
I'm full of shit.
Everything is, you know, you can laugh about everything.
Well, not these days, man. If you're not, you know, if you're awoke, you have you know, be careful.
If I'm not awoke.
That's right.
You know, I'm almost 80 years old. I'm going to be falling asleep forever pretty soon.
That's
right. At this point in my life, I don't give a shit, okay?
But you don't give a
awoke
shit.
Awoke or asleep.
That's right. I'm with you.
But Robert, you know, we have to be careful what we're saying here, you know? They could cancel.
Who's going to cancel us?
The woke people. You know,
you and the woke people. Nobody's going to cancel us.
But
we have a stupid little podcast here that we're not making any money with.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be afraid of the woke people. Bullshit.
Yeah, that's right. Just forget about it. Go back to sleep, you asshole.
I'm an asshole.
Shut up and let me do my joke.
That's right. Let him do his joke.
Yeah.
Okay, two old ladies are talking.
Yeah.
And one says, at our age, I don't know what would be worse,
right.
Parkinson's or Alzheimer's.
Correct.
And what did her friend say?
And her friend says, oh, I'd rather have Parkinson's. Definitely Parkinson's. And her friend said, why?
Yeah.
And the other lady says, better to spill half of my wine than to forget where the hell I put the bottle.
The following program is presented by the County Anger Management Department. Remember, words spoken in anger are like the crappy present you get at the gift exchange. No matter how hard you try to avoid it, it follows you around like a wet fart. Thank you.
All aboard!
It's the Angry Old Man Podcast. We don't sing and we don't dance. Just want to make you happy, make you laugh until you crack your pants. Come on and laugh until you crack your pants.
Come on, work it out. All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Angry Old Man Podcast.
Yes.
It is a Christmas Eve here in the Belaterra Mobile Home Park Estates.
Yes, it is.
And we're all here together to wish you a very Merry Christmas real quick.
Excuse me, Robert. Honeydew here.
What is it, honey?
I just don't like quickies.
You don't like quickies?
No, I don't like quickies anything. I like to take my time and, you know, wish someone a Merry Christmas or, if need be, make love for a long time. Not just a quickie. That's all.
Honey.
That's just the way I roll.
That's just the way you roll.
Shut up, Cheeks. Honey, please. We're not talking about any kind of a, roll in the hay or anything here. We're talking about Christmas now.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Well, it's just the dog whistle for me. You know, when someone says quickie, I immediately go there.
For crying out loud, don't go there. Just, you know, it's Christmas. Let's just be merry and jovial.
Joviality is what I live for, Curly.
I don't think that's a word.
You don't think joviality is a word?
No, I don't think joviality is a word.
Please, look it up, Edna.
I'm already on top of it.
Good.
Ben.
Joviality is a word.
It's a word?
Yes, sorry, Curly.
Oh, shit.
Joviality is the characteristic of being cheerful and festive.
I know it.
If you're feeling a little blue, the joviality of a big family dinner might cheer you up.
Or a good roll in the hay will also
a good roll in the hay will increase your joviality as well.
The joviality factor will jump up.
Oh, boy, will it.
Curly, you just don't know when to quit.
But shut up, Treats. I didn't know joviality was a word.
Well, joviality is a word, and that's why we are here.
Exactly.
To spread a little joviality on this Christmas Eve. We have a few people who will be stopping by to sing a little Christmas music. I believe that we have our buddy Enos the Penis on the phone.
Why, Robert?
Enos, are you there?
Hold on just a minute, Robert.
Still in the bathroom, huh?
Oh,
where else would he be? I'm sorry, I didn't know you were discharging.
Well, I was writing some music here, you know, that's right. I do all my writing right here in the bathroom.
You're writing music?
Oh, I'm in the bathroom all day long.
All day long, huh?
Oh, yeah, you know, I can do two things at once while I'm here.
Well, that's what most people do.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, playing my guitar and singing. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Man, all my creativity is done in here because of the acoustics.
Ah, yes, the bathroom acoustics.
See, and if nature calls, I'm already here. I don't have to walk very far to do that.
That's true.
I'm already here, what the hell, might as well do it.
Well, it's all very convenient, right?
That's right, man. That's how I live my life. Convenience.
Convenience.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
And then I also, when I need some food, I go down to the convenience store.
Yeah, but you have to put your pants on first.
Oh, yes, I put my pants on first.
Of course, naturally. Listen, it's Christmas Eve, and I would be remiss if I didn't call you to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
To you and the Love Spuds.
Thank you very much.
I know you're performing later on today.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to just let you know that we're going to be playing your classic song.
Oh, aren't you kind, man?
The hookers and the strippers, they love Christmas too.
They do.
At the end of our program here, but I did want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas to you and the Spuds, and of course to your drummer.
Oh, yes, Harvey Lipschitz.
Yes, we want to wish Harvey a happy Hanukkah, even though it's past, but
yeah, it's past.
We wanted to include him as well.
Well, aren't you kind, man? That's very nice of you. Very sweet of you to do that. You know?
Well, it's our pleasure. By the way, Enos, did you finish that slow version, the sexy version of the Angry Old Man podcast theme song?
Oh, yeah, man, it's in the can.
Yeah, just like you are, you filthy.
Radna, come on.
But he's in the bathroom, Robert.
That's...
You are talking to a man who's got his pants down in the bathroom with his guitar, and you're...
Radna, that's how he creates, okay?
That's right. That's where all my creativity comes out.
Yeah, that's not all that comes out of
Radna,
you.
Radna, please.
But Robert...
That's where he gets his inspiration and creates his music.
Yeah.
Come on, you have to be understanding.
Oh, by the way, little Radna, Merry Christmas.
How is your sense of taste and smell?
Well, it stinks in here, if that's what you're asking.
No, that's not what she was asking. She was asking if, you have a touch of corona.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't mean that. Come on.
She
doesn't.
You know you love the cobra.
Yeah.
You and the cobra are disgusting. That's what
All right,
I'm
saying. Knock it off. Okay, Enos, so you said that the theme song is in the can, right?
That's right. It's in the can, and you're going to get it for your next episode of the Angry Old Man podcast.
We are really looking forward to it, Enos.
Oh, it's a good one too, man. You're going to love it.
We're going to love it.
Oh, yeah, you are going to love it.
Okay, listen, before we hang up, since you are in your creativity room with the good acoustics and you have your guitar, you think you can whip up a little Christmas song for us now?
Oh, sure, yeah. I think I can whip up a little something for you right now.
All right, then let it rip.
Let me get one of the Spuds in here to do a little harmony with
me. Oh, okay.
Hey, Harvey. What do you want, man?
Come on over and do a little harmony with me, man.
It stinks in there.
Oh, no, it doesn't stink, man. Come on, it's not bad. Come on in and just do a little harmony with me. Like
something dying in
here. Oh, come on, it's not that bad. Let's do Silver Balls. Come on.
All right.
Here we go. Silver balls,
I love it.
Silver balls.
My
silver
favorite. Balls.
It's Christmas time. In the shitty.
In the shitty.
Poopy shitty.
Ring-a-ling. Oh, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
I love that. That's great.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Shut up.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
That's
Christmas.
Great there, Enos. Thank you so much. And listen, have yourself a Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks or so, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, buddy. Talk to you.
So long.
Bye.
Bye.
There he goes.
Well, you know, it's really amazing how he can whip up something.
Oh, yes.
At the drop of the hat.
Of his pants.
Or drop of his pants.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Come on, Edna. You know, cut the man some slack.
I'll
Christmas.
Cut him, all right.
Just be nice for a change.
He's disgusting, Robert. I'm sorry, but that's just the way I feel.
I disagree, Edna. I think the man is full of joviality.
Oh, he's full of something, all right.
No, joviality.
No, it's joviality.
It's joviality.
By the way, Mama Angelina has been with us here during this whole time. I believe she's been napping over there.
She's asleep.
Mama?
The poor thing fell asleep while we were speaking.
Yeah. Why don't you see if you can wake her up?
Yeah, do it gently, because she doesn't like to be startled at all.
Mama!
Try shaking her gently, though.
Okay, I'll shake her a little bit.
Gently.
Mama!
That's
hard. Not so hard.
Mama, wake up, please.
Edna, you're going to knock her off the chair.
Mama, I'm so sorry. I was just trying to wake you.
Let's get her off.
Okay, here.
Yeah, get her off.
Come on. Give me your hand. Come on. There you go. Come on, just sit down, push your chair in.
Why did you push me?
I didn't push you. I accidentally...
She didn't mean it.
...knocked you off because...
Yeah, she did.
...you were sleeping and snoring very loudly.
Yeah, well, you were snoring pretty good
there. Very loud.
I snore?
Yes, you do.
Mama. Well, nobody has ever told me that I snore.
A little bit.
So,
yeah, a little bit.
If I snore, I apologize.
Well, that's okay. Apology accepted.
Yes. Good.
We're just very happy that you're with us here.
Yeah, me too.
On this Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling?
Oh, Edna, don't ask her how she feels.
We'll
be here until New Year before she's finished.
Shut up, a fatso. Who asked you?
Mama, there's no need to get on Robert's case, okay?
But he don't care about my lumbago.
Your lumbago.
Oh, see, my lumbago.
What about your lumbago?
Oh, she's a bad lumbago. Very, very painful, that lumbago.
Very painful lumbago.
Oh, see, very painful, and he don't care.
I don't care.
About my lumbago.
He doesn't.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
Oh, no.
No?
My goiter.
What about your goiter?
Tell us about it.
My goiter.
Yeah?
Is getting bigger.
Oh, I thought you put your purse around your neck.
Fuck you, you fat bastard.
Mama, there's no need for such language, please.
Keep
it civil.
But he say I was wearing my purse.
I know.
Around my neck.
And that's not my purse, no.
It's my goiter.
It's not that big.
Oh, she's a big, that goiter of mine.
Well,
it's getting bigger.
Maybe you should have a little operation.
Yeah.
Make it a little bit smaller.
Well, then I have nothing to complain about.
Well, I guess that's true. Anything else bothering you?
I got something else, but it's a little embarrassing.
It's a little embarrassing.
Yeah. See, it's a little embarrassing.
It's a little embarrassing, huh? So maybe you don't want to share it with us, then.
You know me. I don't like to complain.
Is it a hemorrhoid?
No, it's not a hemorrhoid.
Robert.
You're a big hemorrhoid.
I'm a big hemorrhoid.
See, you're a huge hemorrhoid.
He is a huge hemorrhoid, Mama, but if it's too embarrassing for you, just go ahead and let's change the subject.
Oh, let's not change the subject. I will tell you.
Okay.
I have...
What?
a fistula. Why you laugh, you schligamoro pizzari? Yes. Mama, you fistula face.
Yes, Mama, he's a fistula face, but we don't know what a fistula is.
Well, there are different types of fistulas. So, what kind of a fistula do you have?
Yeah, what kind
is it? I have the anal fistula.
Don't laugh.
You summon a beach. You laugh about my anal fistula.
This
is a very painful, that fistula, and you laugh at the mama's fistula.
Mama, we apologize. Just that the word fistula is sort of comical.
Yes,
it sounds funny, but
it's
we know
funny,
that it's not.
See?
Can you explain for us what an anal fistula is?
I will explain to you
what
the anal fistula is.
Yeah.
If you promise that you will not laugh.
I promise.
You promise.
I promise.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes.
I promise. You all promise you are not going to laugh.
We promise.
Okay, because
I won't laugh.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
No,
anal fistula is an infected tunnel between the skin and the anus.
What's
what?
The anus?
Anus.
What's an anus?
Asshole. That's what an anus is.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you.
You said you weren't going to laugh.
I'm
Mama.
Sorry,
but
Mama.
You laugh at the mama's agony.
Sorry,
they
Mama.
Did.
I
I'm
didn't.
Done. I'm done for now. No okay. more diseases. No more now.
Okay, good, Mama. No more diseases.
okay.
Can I ask why you came over then?
I came over to sing a little Christmas song. I brought my squeeze box.
Your squeeze box.
Si,
good.
My squeeze box, or better known as a concertina.
Concertina.
Si, a concertina.
That's nice.
I will play that and sing a little song when you want me to do that.
Okay, that's very nice, but I think we're going to hear from Honey first.
Yes, I'm here.
Honey, are you awake?
I am awake and totally cognizant of the situation.
Oh, I got your cognizant.
Mama, don't be like that.
Yeah,
Honey
no.
was very respectful when
I
you
was.
Were speaking, so I think you should do the same for
right,
her.
Exactly.
All right. Alright, I'll be respectful.
Thank you.
Before we come to you, honey, and
your
little recording of, what was the name of the song?
Well, it's a Christmas song that I hope will become a Angry Old Man podcast classic.
Oh, yes.
Christmas classic song.
Mm-hmm.
It's Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
But it's done very sexily, very...
Of course.
It's a tango disco conglomeration.
A tango disco conglomeration.
Yes.
That is done very sexily.
Oh, it's very, very sexy.
Very good. We will come to that in one moment, but first we have Julio and Pepe standing by on our little stage here. Hello, boys.
Hola, senor puto.
Hey, Julio, how you doing?
I'm not Julio, I'm Pepe.
I'm sorry, I always get you mixed up. Sorry.
I'm Julio, he is Pepe.
Si.
All right, we got that all straightened out now. You have a nice little song for us for Christmas?
Oh, si, si, we have a nice song. It's called Feliz Navidad to You Gringos.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, let's hear it.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Ay, 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 Feliz Navidad to you gringos. We hope that Señor Santa Claus brings you plenty of dental floss. And Señor Rudolph with his big red nose brings you a brand new garden hose. And Señor Curly, he really blows his asshole. Ay, 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 Feliz Navidad to you, Gringo.
Well, what's happening? Why are you stopping, boys?
Yeah, what's the matter? Why did you stop?
This is where the chandelier comes down and falls down, makes a kabloom, and then
no
chandelier today.
The chandelier did not fall.
No,
the chandelier did not fall because it's still in the shop.
Oh.
He can't get replacement crystals because, you know, the... the shipping thing from China is all slowed down. So I'm sorry. But we don't have time to continue. So thank you so much for being here and singing the song. And we hope to see you real soon.
Thank you so much, Julio and Pepe. And Feliz Navidad to you.
Yeah, to you too.
Okay.
I don't appreciate you calling me an asshole, though.
In that case, why don't you go fuck yourself?
All right. Enough.
Yes, stop it. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Right.
Please. It's Christmas. Let's keep it nice. I think that Mama...
I'm awake. I don't want to get the push together.
Oh, you won't.
No, because it will probably make my fistula flare up.
Mama, you're going to be next, but right now we'll have Honey.
Yes.
Along with Harry, and I took part in the song as well.
Correct.
But Honey, why don't you explain what we are about to hear now?
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, we recorded this song last year at this time.
Yes.
For the Christmas season.
We sure did.
And there was a bit of a problem in the song where I hit a sour note. So
a little bit.
We had to go back in the studio, and then we, I guess, redubbed a few things. Mm. Is that right, Mr. Cheeks?
Yes, we tried punching in, and then we also recorded Robert also sang one of the, harmony voices.
Yes, he did.
But we didn't have the money. Last year, we ran out of money, and then
we did run out.
Curly was nice enough to provide another $500 to go back to my studio.
Yes, I did, yes.
Which is not located in my bathroom. I have
it's your bedroom.
A semi-real studio.
He does, yes.
Well, that's right, yes. I was then coaxed into it.
Coaxed.
I got into the holiday spirit, and I said, honey, go ahead and re-record or punch in the parts that you need to do for your Christmas song, and I paid an extra $500 to complete the song. So I guess today we are going to hear that final product with all the mistakes corrected.
Well, yes.
Is that correct?
That is correct. That's what we are going to hear right now.
Honey, so this is a Feliz Navidad version of Jose Feliciano's song.
Correct.
Except, what did you do to it?
I sexified it.
You sexified it.
Yes, I feel that Christmas songs should be sexy.
And why not?
Absolutely, because... why does it always have to be about snow, about some reindeer with a red nose, or the balls on the tree, or all those different things that convey Christmas?
Yeah.
That is all fine and dandy, but I feel that they should be sexy.
Of course.
Sexy Christmas songs, and what's more sexy than South American tango.
Oh, the tango.
Now, that is correct. Tango. Mm-hmm. And then we threw in some disco, and this is what we came up with.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Honeydew and Feliz Navidad.
Did you say Feliz Navidad?
I didn't say dud.
I heard Navidad.
Mrs. Cheeks?
Yes.
Are you ready with the piano intro?
Oh, yeah.
And on the percussion, we have the adopted Cheeks' daughter, young Kismai.
Yes.
Are you ready, Kismai?
Oh, yes.
Don't laugh, Robert. Are you ready with the guitar?
Yes, I'm ready.
How about you, Mr. Cheeks? Are you ready for your saxophone solo?
Yes. That's the Cheeks.
Of course, please.
Here's a little sample of what I'm going to be playing.
Oh, good. Give it to us.
Yeah, give it to us.
Oh. Ooh.
All right.
Yes. That is lovely. Okay, Mr. Cheeks. Enough already. Thank you.
Sorry.
Let's do it. A one, two, a one, two, three, four. Hit it. Oh, that tango piano is so sexy. Oh, play your sax, Mr. Cheeks.
Yeah.
let's sing.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prefiero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Happy Christmas. I wanna wish you a sexy Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Please don't laugh. I was just slightly off key.
A little bit.
Just a smidgen. Second verse, same as the first. All right, Mr. Cheeks, give it to us again.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prefiero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Happy Christmas. I wanna wish you a sexy Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Wait a second.
What is it?
Stop the music. Stop the music.
What?
I paid an extra $500 for you to go back into your semi-studio in your bedroom to do the punch-ins, and she's still singing from the bottom of my heart.
Yep.
Well, what the hell is that all about?
Well, we added Robert. Well, he's singing an additional harmony voice. He's playing his guitar and everything.
Yeah. Yes, I heard Robert singing, and I see that you added him.
Yeah, we did.
But Honey is still singing from the bottom of my heart. You know, why didn't you punch that in like you were supposed to? That's what I paid for.
Well, we tried punching it in. We were punching in for about 2 hours, and she just couldn't hit it.
Yeah,
and then once she almost got there, but we decided that it was better the way it was.
Why was it better the way it was?
Well, it was better because at least there was a little bit of comic relief within the song.
Who the hell wants comedy in a Christmas song?
Well, you obviously don't know about Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Yeah. I don't give a shit about Grandma Get Run Over by a Reindeer. I paid $500 for her to sing from the bottom of my heart in tune, and she's not doing it. Instead,
she
tried. Give me my fucking Grandma Get Run Over by a Reindeer.
Fault. Don't be talking about the Grandma like that.
Why can't I be talking about
her? Poor Grandma probably had a fistula like me.
I don't give a shit about Grandma or the fistula or the reindeer that ran over her fistula.
Curly, please settle down.
Yes.
Just settle down.
Yeah. Why should I settle down?
The reason we couldn't do it is I could not hit that note.
Yes. Yeah, but,
and I believe that it is, a little funny there for a moment, and it gets your attention going again for the song, so we left it as it is.
Well, I feel my $500 was wasted.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was not wasted because, people here probably enjoyed it.
Probably.
They probably enjoyed
it. Yes, they probably did.
Well, they probably didn't.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, what the hell do you know? Your fistula is inflamed and you don't know what you're talking about.
Don't make fun of my fistula, you kikilika caramon. Mama, what does that mean, kikiliti caramon?
Yeah.
Loosely translated, it means your face looks like a goat's ass with a fistula.
Of course. I think we've milked this fistula enough. What else do we have left here?
I'm about going to sing a song. I brought my squeeze a box.
So you're
going to
squeeze your box?
Don't go there.
All right, my
squeeze a box is really a concertina.
All right, get your squeeze box.
All right, let me get my concertina. Don't get hurt.
That's a big squeeze box.
Huge.
Let me get it here.
Aren't they supposed to be just little miniature accordions?
Oh, sì. It's a miniature accordion.
All right.
That's what it is.
All right, then. Let's hear something.
Roberto?
Yeah?
Can you put a microphone next to my concertina?
Oh, sure. Right by here?
Like that?
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Wow, Mama, you can move those fingers pretty good.
She can.
With all that arthritis you have.
Don't make a fun of my arthritis, all right?
All right, go ahead and play, please.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
You like?
Not very much.
What the fuck do you mean that much?
Well, it's not much of a song. It's only three words. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, no, no. It was a five of words.
It was five words.
See, it was a five of words of Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah?
And then at the end, I said, Merry Christmas to you.
She
so
did.
The two more, the five
you
words.
Know, the to you is the five words.
See, yes. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you. That's the five of words.
Well, yeah. It is five words, but it still sucked.
My song is a suck.
I'm afraid so.
Why is my song suck so bad? Huh?
Well, first of all, you were out of tune, and you only had five words.
And the hook is she only had a few words. Just a Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. And then she was out of a tune, too.
Mama, I resent you referring to Honey as a hooker, okay?
Did she not take her clothes off for money?
Well,
Mama, did she take her clothes off for money?
Technically, yes, but she was a performance artist.
She took her...
Okay, she was an exotic dancer and a performance artist, and she got remunerated for that.
Remunerated? What the fuck is a remunerated?
That means she received an honorary doing her performance.
She got the cash money, no?
For my talent.
Si.
Yes, I did.
End of story.
What do you mean, end of story? I was compensated for my talent.
And you walked around with no clothes on in front of a bunch of old lechers.
Mama, please, let's just drop this whole thing, okay? Thank you so much for singing your Christmas song for us. We appreciate it. But I believe we are out of time.
We are out of time. Always out of time. When it comes to me.
Mama, no.
I'm running out of time on this earth.
I know, you're running out of time.
I don't have so much time here, so be nice to Mama.
Yes.
Okay, Mama, we just hope that you have a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, grazie. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, too.
Thanks, Mama.
Thank you so much, and we hope that your fistula clears up in the new year, okay?
Oh, me too.
All right, everybody, I think we are here at the end of our program for this new Year's Eve 2022. Oh, that's right.
It's only 2021, Robert. Don't push it.
That's true.
We still have another week or so.
Yes. So we want to thank you all for being here with us. We wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, which is coming in about a week or so. And parting words right now. Let's go to you, honey. What are your parting words?
Well, Robert, my parting words are is that I forgive.
You forgive.
I forgive everyone who has, you know, spoken ill of me.
What?
I just wish you nothing but the best for Christmas and in the coming 2022, because I'm a very forgiving person.
Are you talking to me?
Excuse me?
Are you talking to me?
I don't know what you're saying.
Well, I think you are talking to me.
Mama, there's no time for you to do a scene from Taxi, okay? She was not talking to you.
I think she was talking to me.
Cheeks, you talk to me now.
All right, Robert, I want to just wish a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays. Whatever the hell you celebrate, I want them to be happy for you. And I want to thank you for being here with us today.
And how about you, Curly?
Well, Robert, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but $500, I guess, is a small price to pay.
Yeah.
For a snicker or two, even though it was a very sexy Feliz Navidad. Honey,
thank you, sweetheart.
Merry Christmas to you, sweetheart, and to the rest of you as
Thanks,
well.
Thanks,
oh, Merry Christmas, darling.
Thanks, everyone, for being with us. I do also want to wish you a very Merry Christmas, and we hope that you'll be with us next time here and the Angry Old Man Podcast.
And if you'd like to buy us a cup of coffee, go to www.angryoldmanpodcast.com and leave us a little something-something in our stocking for Christmas.
And we leave you now with a classic from our friend Enos the Penis and the Love Sputs from Las Vegas with a song about some forgotten people who also love Christmas.
Ooh. It's Christmas Eve in this cold city. There's a winter chill. One-legged stripper has trouble sliding down the pole like old Santa will. A homely hooker in the back alley with her pimp gets into her brawl, 'cause she wants to finish her Christmas shopping at the local mall. They don't work like you and me and pay their income tax. They provide the pleasure through unprotected sex. Christmas is for everyone, not just for me and you. 'Cause strippers and the hookers, they love Christmas too. They love pretty presents, not just a dollar bills. 'Cause they're Santa's little helpers, handing out cheap thrills. So, ladies and gentlemen, on this old Christmas day, I want you to think about the ladies and some gentlemen who provide pleasure for all of us and in return get dollar bills. Merry Christmas, everybody. Christmas is for everyone, not just for me and you. 'Cause strippers and the hookers, they love Christmas too. Merry Christmas, everybody.
This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network. Hey, turn off the microphone. I have to fart. Thank you.